Let's dive into some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, if I'm honest, I feel a little strange riding into your show because I know most of your listeners are probably 20-something women. Ha ha. But honestly, that's why I'm writing.
Okay.
Because I know they'll tell me straight. So I've been dating a really nice woman for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. Things are good. She's got good qualities. She's mm-hmm. caring, mm-hmm. funny, just mm-hmm. genuinely a good person, and I really like her.
All right, that's good.
The problem is when we met at a bar, I told her I was 31.
No biggie?
Well, I don't even know why I said that. It just literally came out. And then a couple of weeks later, age randomly came up again, and she said, "You said you're 31, right?" And like an idiot, I didn't correct her, so she thinks I'm 31, I'm really 41.
Oh, gotcha.
It is kind of a big difference.
Yeah.
I feel awful about it. I swear I haven't lied about anything else. Like, I don't have a secret wife, no kids she doesn't know about. She knows I'm divorced. She knows the important stuff, but this just really makes me feel deceitful.
Mm.
So I guess my question is, for the women who listen to your show, how bad is this? Would this be a deal breaker for you?
Mm.
And how would you want to be told the truth if you were in her shoes? Because I know I have to come clean sooner rather than later.
This is true.
Yeah, she's already, I mean, this has come up twice.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was
doubled down.
She gave you an opportunity to kind of get out from underneath the lie.
Right. Because you could have absolutely blamed the loud bar.
Yeah, exactly. That was the perfect thing.
You could have blamed the loud bar. Like, you could have been like, oh, yeah, no, I was 41.
No, sorry. Did you hear 31?
Yeah.
I said 41.
I said 41.
So sorry. So sorry.
But we let that window pass and we said, yes, I'm 31 when it wasn't last.
Yeah, how old is she? Do we know?
Don't know. She's, I don't know. I'm guessing she's 20-something.
Maybe.
Because he said that's who he wants to hear from.
Okay. Like if it's late 20s, like 29, 30, 31, something like that. I don't know. I'm not a woman, Kelly.
I wish, Keith, we would have been there with you in the second opportunity to give your age when she said, you said you're 31, right? Then I could have stepped in and saved you. No, he's 41.
Huh.
I wish I would have been there. We weren't there, though, to be the little angel on your shoulder to tell you to the
right thing. So here's the issue that you're going to, I mean, you could roll with this lie as long as you want, but there is going to be a situation that is out of your control where age is thrown at you.
Yep.
Where you're out with friends and it's like, man, your friends are pretty cool. And it's like, or she'll say, oh, I can't believe, like, well, you have such older friends. And they're like, older? He's older than us. And she's like, what?
Oh,
yeah. Or you think Keith like is that. Older? No.
Right.
Yeah. It'd be something that is out of his control that's going to throw it in his face.
We go down the road. We're getting married, right? We're going to have to present our license with our birth date.
Okay. Let's hope
at some point
that the age has been corrected by the time they get married.
Yeah,
all right.
He knows we have to fix this now.
Yeah. Keith, yeah. He understands that it's got to be fixed sooner than later.
He's made it difficult for us because the second time he doubled down. If it was one time, we could fix this better, Keith.
All right,
we can fix it better.
I want to highlight a listener, Jess, who says, literally in the same situation, here's what happened.
Oh.
Okay, so we'll get Jess's experience coming up. And then, how would you handle this if your boyfriend said, oh, yeah, I'm actually 10 years older than what you thought?
Yes. Would the age bother you more, or would the fact that he kind of told you twice?
I guess it has to be if you're in your 20s and 30s. Like if you're in your, obviously, if you're a teenager
50,
or
60s,
or
that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Right. Exactly. So it's got to be at like 20s and 30s and things like that. So our listener Keith has found himself in a little bit of a pickle, a little predicament, if you will.
A pickle of his own making.
Yeah, so he really likes this girl he's been seeing for about 3 months. He told her a little fib, said he was 31. He's actually 41. And now he's like, hey, if you're a female in the sound of my voice, how big of a deal is this if you find out that I'm not actually 31, I'm actually older?
Yeah, and we can't, like, blame the loud bar. Our opportunity to do that sailed, and we doubled down and said, yep, nope, I'm 31.
Yeah, exactly. So, and so Jess said, it's interesting, because I dated a guy named Keith who said he was 31 when he was actually 41 several years ago. Hang on. Several years ago. Several years ago. I was like, okay, wait a minute. Is this the same guy? Is this his M.O.?
It's not. Nope.
I was like, okay, several years ago. Jess said, I found out he lied on my own because his school on Facebook didn't add up.
Oh, yeah.
Came clean after I confronted him about it. And I decided to forgive him, she says, because I thought he was great otherwise. And then she just says, after that, some other lies came out.
Oh.
And she says, look, at 41, you should know how to communicate. And if not, I don't have much faith in you figuring it out.
Ooh.
So there's that.
Okay. Now, Shauna is saying, okay, but how old is she? 31 and 41 isn't that big of a deal. But if she's 24, thinking you're 31, but you're actually 41, that could be perceived as predatory on your part if she isn't comfortable with that type of age gap. I do think in this context, her age also matters.
Yeah, I think so, too. Like, you know, obviously we don't want this to be like a situation where it's... she's too young and things like that. So that's, that would not be cool.
Jen says on text, deal breaker, if he's going to lie about something that small, how is he going to handle big things? Okay.
Carrie, you have actually been in this situation.
Yeah, more than once.
Did you say more than once?
Was this her MO?
No. Well, when she asked twice, I was curious if she was going to say, I'm really not this age, I'm this age as well.
Oh, so you're thinking that maybe he approaches it like almost like calling her on her age, what she said, like, you're not really such and such age, are you?
Don't go older. Don't go older on that conversation.
You look like you're about 50.
That can be dangerous.
So you're saying maybe almost call her bluff, even if it isn't a bluff, as a way to maybe approach it again and say, oh, I thought you were like lying. I thought we were both lying about our age. So yes. I'm really 41, and just kind of come clean like that, right, Carrie?
Yeah, because if there's any social media, I'm sure she's already scoured through it.
This is true.
Yeah. And if he's got his birth date with the year on there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, Carrie, appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
See, Leo's rolling in on text saying, I would understand. Just be honest and tell her.
Yeah. I mean,
say, listen, I really like you. I was afraid that it would be a turnoff if you knew that I was actually 10 years older.
Yeah.
I kind of panicked. I didn't know what to do. I'm so sorry.
There are a lot of people like, Brooke, big deal. What loser lies about his age? Nicole says, no, don't do that in the suggestion of asking her about her age. Oh, I thought we were both lying. John says, hey, why don't we play Two Truths and a Lie?
Oh, wow.
And start the conversation. Two Truths and a Lie. I met you at a bar. I'm a convicted axe murderer. I'm 41 years old. No, sorry. I'm actually 41, not 31.
OMG.
I am an axe murderer, but.
I got another text. I'm 27, soon to be divorced. If it was me in her situation, it'd be a double thumbs down.
Okay.
But also, I feel like she already knows, and that's why she asked again. Yeah. Us women are like the FBI these days.
I know.
We get quick to investigate people.
You know what? That right there. She was testing because she knows, she's like, you know what? I don't think this guy's 41. And so that's why she brought it up.
I don't think this guy is 31. Oh, I think he's older. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't think this guy's 31. So that's why she kind of tested him, called him again, gave him an opportunity to fess up. So she probably already has her suspicions. So I think you just rip the Band-Aid off. Maybe you play two truths and a lie, but you got to tell her and yes, you already know, Keith, you got to tell her sooner than later.
Yes, like now.
Yeah. Actually,
and also, Keith might have amazing skincare. I mean, he might look very young.
I know. What do you do?
Who knows? Share your secrets, Keith.
Listen,
and of course, let us know.
I prayed for forehead wrinkles when I was littler, so I have no excuse.
I'm not going to say anything right now.
Did my prayers get answered?
You set yourself up for that.
Okay. Hey, keep us posted. Let us know what happens. Because we know. In fact, why don't you just give us her phone number and we'll do it for you?
Oh.
Could we? That'd be great.
I don't think that would go nearly as well as it from Keith.
Are you kidding me? We would do a great job.
We'd have
Kelly,
to start.
Don't you know us?
Yeah, but I think she'd probably be felt. First of all, she's lied to twice, and then she's going to be put on blast on the radio. Do you think that's going to go well?
Anyways, all right. Keep us posted. We're all invested now. All right, Keith. Actually, do it, and so we can follow up with you on Friday.
By the way, someone's texting. Who prays for that, Ben?
Oh, forehead wrinkles?
Uh-huh. Because he thinks that it was going to make him more distinguished.
Yeah, I thought it'd make me look older. So there's that. Anyways, we'll follow up with you on Friday. We'll try to follow up with you on Friday, okay?
Yes.
All right, Keith. Keep us posted. Like I said, we'll check back in on Friday on 99.7 EJX. That's Group Therapy.